thinking. I can only imagine what they are thinking. Here on this November the 30th, 2016, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. America may be great again, huh? Whatever that means. Let me give a quick analysis. I turned on the television this morning, and many of the southern states are going through, as I saw on Fox News Channel, losing their homes through flames, fires, in the forests, everything that they work for, businesses, everything going up. And guess what I saw? I was looking at Fox News this morning, because you don't see too much of that televised on CNN. I don't know why the liberals don't want to show reality in the news. Now, if they had something on there about Beyonce or JC, they'd be all over that. Here we see our fine citizens of this country losing their homes over fires and gusty winds and everything. And I'm still of the opinion, a lot of people don't want to hear that opinion today, but I'm still of the opinion that God is orchestrating all of this. Not that he has anything against Southerners or the red states or the blue states, but he has things against all of us people that should acknowledge him as Lord, but refuse to. All right, let me leave that alone. There was another thing on there. I saw it. It popped up on AOL as I was checking my mail this morning, and it had a very decisive statement by the president-elect Donald Trump. He said that the massacre would not have happened in Ohio State University if that guy and his people were never allowed in this country in 2014. Mr. Trump is absolutely correct. Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't care whether you black, white, anything, and you don't like it. If you don't like it, you can lump it. When you have people living in another part of the world under different constraints, all right? They have been just like I was. I was raised in America. I was raised in America in the, well, my prime years were the 50s and the 60s. In 1954, I was 10 years old. In 1964, I was 20 years old. In 1974, I was 30 years old. See what I mean? So my frame of references were shaped and formed about America. During the time that I lived in America, that was my primary time. Now here it is, 2016, and I'm still alive. This America that I'm living in was not the America that I was raised in. I was trying to tell a lot of you liberals out there, listen to what Donald Trump is saying and listen to what the people that are living in this country are saying. They want it to be the way it was, because back in those days, you didn't have no Muslims coming over here on no boats, waving the visas and having these people coming over here with their strange beliefs in their religion. I don't care what they believe. I teach world religions. And Christianity, only during the Crusades, of course. And then there are some juggernaut Christians like the KKK. See, I'm not a complete idiot. Just a little bit. The KKK claims that they're Christians. You got to go back to the first century. First century Christians didn't believe in going around murdering people because the color of their skin was different. They didn't believe in marginalizing people and hanging strange fruit on the tree. So you black people that think that I'm a sellout, I'm not a sellout. I'm a zealous for truth. I'm zealous for truth. Now, here's the truth. What the president-elect said is absolutely true. I need you to affirm him. If you leave the Muslims who come from Somalia and all these other foreign places over there. Now, if you black and you want to go join them, go ahead. But you're going to have to give up all of your fundamental beliefs that you had, all of your traditions when you go to their country, or they will chop you in pieces. Now, what made you think that crazy boy drove his car into those students at Ohio State? What made you think that he was groomed on American ideas. See, this is why they have the legal process of becoming a citizen. It's a bunch of classes that you have to take, constitutional things that you have to look at. Now, you stupid butt people out here that listen to me, that think that a person has a right to whatever they want because some stupid liberal is being paid by their advanciers. That's what I'll call them. The people that advance those cryptic ideas in a society that has never done anything but perpetrated violence. What do you think it would be like if you took your Americanized ideas over there in their country? They'd cut your throat in a minute. But here we are. We're talking about, oh, let's open our hearts and let's feel sorry for the babies and all that kind of stuff. Well, this is 16 and he's 20 years old. And you know what? I want to commend the police officer there at Ohio State that shot him down and killed him immediately. Thank you. Somebody do something like that, you don't try to bring a psychoanalyst in to talk with him. You don't try to find out what his mother fed him in the morning. You put a bullet in his brains, take him out, drag his body somewhere, and let some wild boars eat it. That's what I think of people that do things like that. I have grandchildren. What if my grandchildren were attending that university? And this fool's driving all up on the sidewalk, killing people. And I'm not supposed to say anything because he's black. You know what? I understand Trump. I told you guys before he got elected. As a matter of fact, I told you that he was going to be elected. Because there are more people in this country that think like me than think. Now, here's how I don't think. I'm not looking forward to retirement. I can't retire. Do you understand? I cannot retire. I just checked my bank accounts and I got enough to pay my taxes and my insurance, and that's it. Okay? And I thank God for that. I don't want nothing from the government. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. I pray God gives me strength to get up and get a job. And get up there and wash somebody's toilet or do something. What are you people doing? What are you liberals doing? Oh, now you're all mad at Trump. Let's go to issue number 3. Mr. Trump, first priority. And I love Vice President-elect Pence. He's doing more than that jabbermouth. Who's the VP of our country now? What's it, Biden? Biden's nothing but a clown. Oh, he's a good one-liner comedian. I wonder if they're going to have Vice President Pence and President Donald Trump on the late night shows after January. You think they're going to have Trump on there? No. They're going to have the black comedians on there trying to make a joke. And that's what messes you people up. You've been listening to these black comedians that are paid off hirelings of the system to keep you laughing and gawking and looking at all the joke shows on Netflix and these other things. And your brain is, and the sensible Anglos in this country is saying, we're going to take this back. We're going to put up a candidate that looks like the craziest thing in the world. Because all the Democrats were saying, who in their right mind and their mama would vote for this crazy man? I just sat back and laughed at you. I said, oh, you'd be surprised. Who'd vote for him? Now we're beginning to find out how many blacks voted for him. Now, you guys know I don't vote. I didn't vote for him. Nor did I vote for Hillary, nor did I vote for anybody else because I don't believe in the process. The process is flawed, and so the whole system is flawed. That's just deductive logic. God just has me here to put a bug in your butt to keep you raggling on because you thought that because the liberals were screaming loud that everybody would vote for a woman. Ain't no man in this country going to vote for a woman to be his leader, especially a woman that is a crook like Hillary. What were you guys thinking? Her husband was a crook. Now, you know what? I know a lot of you that listen to me are getting real ticked off because your candidate didn't win. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You deserve Donald Trump. Now, watch him cut Obamacare. And I want to say hail to the medical physicians in the world, because now you boys are going to start making your money back. When you need to go to a doctor to get some surgery, you're going to pay it to the piper, or you're going to die in time like you were supposed to do. Same thing goes for me. All this stuff, oh, I need all this Medicare, Medicaid, I need to live. No, you need to die. What are you doing for God? What are you doing for your fellow man? What are you doing? Do I see any of you sending care packages to Tennessee today? Whole regions are wiped out. I looked at the news and they had the mayor of a city saying, my house is gone, everything in it. My business totally wiped out that I did for years and years. Gone. You should have seen the sense of composure on his face. Composure. When black people's car gets scraped in the city, they're ready to jump out their car and start World War III. I have never seen so much stupidity and foolishness. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a black man, 72 years old. You can meet me on the corner and kill me any day you want. I am embarrassed. I am embarrassed by the majority of the people that live in my community. I am a person that believes in God. Jehovah, Elohim, I love all people, but something happened. And stop blaming your calamity on somebody else when you won't get up off your fat butt and make your life work. You see, and that's what happens in our community. And then we try to blame it on some psychological effect. Well, I'm like this because of this. I'm like this because of that. No, PJ's here to let you know you like that because you dropped the ball. Now, for those of you liberals that are going to be screaming against Trump, he is the elected president. And I'm going to tell you, like I told you, when Obama was elected, please don't try to kill him. Don't try to do that, because you will be marginalized in a way that you never thought. The majority of the country wants a man like that. He's not supposed to look good, ladies, and so you like to look at him. When you look at him, a president, look at Abe Lincoln. Did Abe Lincoln look good to you? No, Abe Lincoln was a ugly, scruffy-faced man. Did George Washington look good to you? Half the time he had that white wig on when he was in public. His teeth was rotted out because they didn't have the dentistry like they have it today. Did Dwight Eisenhower look good to you? Look at Obama, he's cool. Is he cool? I'm going to tell you, if he came up in my hood, I know how cool he is. Because I know what cool is, what cool does. Same thing goes for the white president. Look at Kennedy. Look at Clinton. All of them are the same. I just wanted to give a shout out to the liberals. Because I don't see you saying anything. I don't see nothing on your blogs. I don't see you trying. You're still trying to recover from your loss and walking around in a frenzy talking about what happened. Common sense happened. America is not a bunch of liberal cities. What do they call them? Safe cities. What did Ron Emanuel say? I think he's the mayor of Chicago. He said, you can come here. This is a safe city. We will take care of you. Not for long, Ron. Not for long. Those funds will be cut and people will be called to get on workforces to go to work. Oh no, you won't have to worry about filling out your application on a computer. You won't need one. They will know where you live and they will come to get you. And when they have major workforces, I hope that they put half of you in grades on it. And so that we can build our country back up again and drive from California to Florida without running into one pothole. Oh, we can straighten up America. We can straighten her up real quick. And we do that by paying attention to the people that live in America, that honors America. And I'll say this. I never thought that I'd live to hear myself say this. If you don't like this country, it's very easy for you to get in your car and drive south of the border. Go to Mexico. Try to make it down there. Now, in Canada, they're going to block you because if you come there with your hands out, mentality, they're going to slap your hand. The Canadians are already securing the borderways coming in there. And when there's a large influx of these refugee types from this country, see, that's what happened. We're letting these refugees in here, and these refugees, oh, isn't it wonderful? We have a growing Somalian community. God forbid if a Somalian heard this webcast down on Fairfax and, let's see, Fairfax and San Vicente. That's a heavy Somalian community. Somali restaurants, Somali businesses. I bet if they heard this, they say, what is John saying? What do you think I'm saying? Did you come here legally? Do you have those ideas that you don't like this country? When you see, you know, some gay people walking down the street, huh? You think you need to cut their throats? Oh, I know what religion teaches. I don't trust. Listen, the only true religion that I believe in is one that teaches the love of God for human beings. You are never going to find everybody in this world thinking, acting, and believing alike. If you find that, that's a totalitarian government. The people are living under the bondage of another man's infliction and his will. Now, you know what? I know. It's easy to open up the Bible and read a Bible verse to you. I was having a conversation with a loved one not too many days ago, and I told them to please be careful where they live because it's going to get kind of volatile everywhere. My loved one told me that they're really not concerned about protecting their life, that it's pretty safe. And then they said that they meditate, and they told me, you need to learn how to meditate. I said, I can't believe you said that to me. I said, I meditate on this verse all the time. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. I don't fret or get frustrated about anything but personal confrontation in front of me. What's coming? You know what? And then my meditation comes from this. My maker said, don't be surprised or frightened by the things that you see coming upon man on the earth. For he said, for these are merely the beginning of sorrows. And so when I see year after year, decade after decade, this mess happening, it's just the beginning of it. Wherever you have men and women on the globe, you're going to have killing, mayhem, hatred, disagreement, laziness, bogartness, everything. And it is going to be that until man ceases to exist. It's a mouthful on this Wednesday morning. Things are getting worse and worse. They're not getting better. And I want you to know that if you want things to get better, the only way that they can get better is that if you get in touch with who you are. Look at your situation. One of the things that I admonish you to do is to stop listening to the news that upsets your mind. Because listening to what's coming on the news and not having a plan to work against it, you're in trouble. You are in trouble. Let me give you an example. I have high blood pressure. I have to take my meds. I'm getting ready to take them this morning. As a matter of fact, while I make this webcast, I'm going to start taking my meds out and so that I can take them. And specifically, I always start with my high blood pressure medicine because I have to take that first. You hear? Yeah, I got to take them. Now, I don't like taking them because of what the high blood pressure medicine does to me. Makes me dizzy. But I have to take these things because the doctor tells me, John, your metabolism is of such that if you don't take these things on a regular basis, you can die suddenly of whatever. Now, I could say, well, I'll just trust God and I'm not going to take those pills. I would have been dead a long time ago with that kind of mentality. But that kind of mentality is what I have to stand up a little bit. I got to get my other meds. That is the kind of mentality that people who are crazy talk to you about. You know, these crazy religious people would tell you, oh, you don't need that. You need to ask God to help your blood pressure, and he will. Oh, no, there's only one way that I do that is when I meditate and I'm talking to God. Then my blood pressure goes down. Because when I speak of God and his goodness to me, as I repent of my foolishness and my ambiguity of life in his presence, then peace comes. Remember, I told you that verse, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God. See, you got your mind stayed on Trump and Bush and all these other people. Oh, you hear these different little containers of pills here? And I gotta take them every day. Every day. I got one here for my, what's this? I forget what this is for. I forget what it is. Doctor tells me you gotta take these, or this is gonna happen, that's gonna happen. And he's right, because I've experienced it. Why do I take my pills? Why do I trust a doctor? Because my body is a physical body. Oh, and I know you herbologists out there, because I do herbs too, that they, oh man, I heard a negative thing on medical marijuana coming from one of the newscasters. Man, what? You better read all of the substance things on what you're putting in your body these days. I am grateful to God, really. This semester was my first semester only having one class in my job as a professor. And I'm telling you, I am extremely happy that I made that decision, because I couldn't do more than one. I feel my body going down. I feel it going down. I don't play with that. I know that I could be dead before I left my house this morning, going to work. I can kill over. Anytime God wants me dead, I'm going to die. I love him. I don't care. And that's a good way to be. I love him. I don't care. Because if you don't love him and you care, then dying for you is going to be quite difficult. And if you want to know who the him is that I'm talking about, you pick up that Hagias Biblos. It's called a Holy Bible. I just gave it to you in the Greek terminology. And you start reading it on your own. You start embedding those principles in that heart of yours. You start doing that. Then you know who the God is that I'm talking about. It matters not to me. It was back in the 70s. I used to tell them when I went to church, I don't care who wins the presidency, because I have a leader that's always in office. And I can call on him when the whole world won't. And I call on him when the whole world don't. And he still answers my prayer. Let me swallow this. A throat full of, and now a stomach full of, all of those things. I really dislike swallowing them. You know, I don't like the pills going down my throat. But you know what? We've got to do that. I mean, my vitamins, I got to go by and get some more vitamins. I ran out of my vitamins. I was just waiting to see if I got paid enough money, because I have to split up my money to take care of the things that my body requires. My body requires. Now, let me leave this with you. I don't hear you talking about Trump anymore. As a matter of fact, I don't even hear the liberals talking about the decisions that he makes, because most of the liberals that's making money is making sure that their families have medical insurance by going back to the old school ways, working for it and paying the premiums. And if it comes down to the point where you can't do that, then your number is up. And I would say, and I don't mean any discord at all, because people in my family have been dying ever since I've known them. And if you have the thought in your head that you're not supposed to die or suffer calamity, you better turn on the TV today and look at them people that got burned up in Tennessee, that got tornadoed in Oklahoma, that were run over and sliced up in Ohio State University. You better look at all the sorrow and the pain that's going on around this country. And then ask yourself a question again. What exempts you? How did God put it through the blessed apostle Peter, I think it was? He said, "Think it not strange that these fiery trials should come upon you as some strange thing is happening, but glorify God on the behalf of suffering." That's why when I saw the mayor of that town in Tennessee with a firm resilience that he was going to get over that. See, them folk believe in God down there. Whether we Westerners or whatever we call us, I don't know. You know what? I think people out here where I live have more credence, put more belief, and that's why I think God is going to judge this region of the country severely when it comes. It's coming down like a hammer. Because the only time we call on God is when we want him to keep the flood of the tsunami of perplexity coming our way. You better get on your face before God and ask him to forgive you. Listen, now here's one that we don't hear much, and I'm going to end up with this. To ask him to forgive you for your blatant refusal to protect this wonderful planet that he's placed us on. Man, I cannot end up unless I speak about the Indians in Dakota. Do you know what a commitment to a treaty is? I was listening to, I forget his name, an old Indian. He's like a chieftain from one of the tribes. And he explained on the internet this last weekend, you know, when an Indian makes a treaty with you or a pact, that they have to wash themselves the day before they go to the meeting for the treaties. And he said because in the Indian culture, they wanted to wash themselves clean of anything that is dirty. And so that when they present themselves before their gods and before other men, in this case, the white men that put them on the plantations, that they were truthful in their treaties. And he said, we expected the white man to be truthful and let this land be ours. It was their land that the white men were trampling through with these railroads, killing the buffalo. They've done it for years and years and years. And to see these people, for the greed of a stupid pipeline and the greed of people getting richer by putting this pipeline arbitrarily through the burial lands of ancient people that were the original people in this country before Africans got here, before Europeans got here, is shameful. God is judging America. God is judging all those fires and all that thing. I'm putting it together like white on rice. These things are at you keep messing and doing the wrong thing. God is going to keep messing with you, and he's going to burn down everything you have there because you're not respecting the treaties and the dispositions of other people. And to my black brothers and sisters, it ain't no more affirmative action. It's time for you to get active. You don't like the country, you need to find another one, because bringing in this "we shall overcome," you've already overcome. Now do something with what you've overcome with. Get with the program. And oh, one more thing, I got to say this. I will be so happy because I believe it's on the horizon. I hope President Trump brings back the draft again. Oh yes. I hope they start drafting these young men in the military, making them serve 2 to 3 years, and then put them on the highways building these roads and everything. Man, we got the people here. and can feed them. Feed these boys what they fed me when I was drafted, when I was in the Army. See, nobody talks like that anymore. Oh, nobody's going to make me. Yes, they did. They made you. And when you ran away, they locked your butt up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can build this country up. We can build it up tomorrow. Yes, we can. Empty the inner cities of all these criminals and these bums and these lazy. Oh, man, come on. And we'll build up our country and have the strongest country we've ever had before and make those soldiers work with one another. See, that's what they did to us when I was drafted. If you was black and didn't want to work with a white soldier, they put you side by side, put your tent right next to his, and you learn very quick that you are not special. Okay, that's it. My time's about up. Thank you for coming to my website. I'm sorry it's been a few days. As is my way, I just wait for things to pile up, and then before I go to work this morning, I said I think I'll spend some time with my friends. Hope you enjoyed it. I love you. And you notice I use Bible to back up my premises. Whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay into the Word of God.